Please welcome Rohan O'Neill Stevens.
Thank you. I'm quite a stubborn person, strong-minded if you're being nice. So I love to prove people wrong about me. And so when 2 years ago I was on the phone to my teacher and he said, "Look, Rohan, you're just not going to make this conference. Give up." I was instantly determined to prove him wrong. It was 8 p.m. I was alone at Freiburg Central train station in Germany. And I'd just gotten off of a 10-hour bus ride from Berlin, just in time to watch as a high-speed train departed from the station with a group of my friends and fellow students on the way to one of the most prestigious Model United Nations conferences in the world, without me on board. And for those of you who don't know what the Model UN is, it's basically a whole bunch of young people put on suits and pretend to understand politics, much like council, but slightly more serious. And so in that moment, I was determined. I had the length of the South Island between me and my goal, and I decided I was going to get to The Hague, which was where the conference was, and I wasn't just going to get there. I was going to get there before the group that had missed me. I was going to prove not my teacher not just wrong about me making the conference, but very wrong. I'm sure a little bit of ego slipped in there. And so my first step was, and small steps are always the first start to dealing with a big problem, was to get on Freiburg's very reliable public transport system and head back to the school where I was studying and living at the time. And I arrived back about 10 p.m., with the goal of being in The Hague, some 700 kilometres away, by 8 a.m. And I pull out my computer and I sit down in the common room and I decide I will get there one way or another. I had about $5 to my name, but we were going to make it work. And already by this point, I realistically hadn't slept in at least 24 hours. I'd spent the last week in Berlin partying with some friends. And so there was already this sort of that adrenaline that comes with exhaustion setting in. And in my eyes, there was this wild look of determination of, I will prove him wrong. And so as I started to search for trains that would make it on time and became increasingly disillusioned with the fact that they were all going to cost at least $500 if I wanted to be there in 24 hours, let alone on time. And it was in that moment that I had quite a blasphemous thought. And so I went to a very environmentally focused school. And there was one golden rule, and that was, you do not fly for school trips. And I thought, look, it's 10:30, there's no one around me, and I'm a determined young man. Maybe just this once they'll make an exception. I positioned myself in the corner of the room where I was sure that if anyone was to enter for any reason, they wouldn't see what I was up to. And I started to search for flights. I managed to find one from Mulhouse, France, to Amsterdam, the Netherlands, which, if you've been paying attention, is not from Freiburg to The Hague, as I so desperately needed. But I decided I would make it work. The great thing about being an after hours in Europe is that it's in hours in New Zealand. So I got on the phone to my in-house bank, also known as my parents, and said, look, don't ask questions, but I need you to book this flight. And without asking too many questions, they booked that flight. I then had to find my way, and I did a quick bit of searching. I probably should have done it before booking the plane ticket, but I did it afterwards to find a bus that would take me from Freiburg to the airport to get to Amsterdam. And I booked that up, and that was going to leave at 4 a.m. It was a 6 a.m. flight, and by now we're getting towards midnight, and I still haven't slept. It's been about 36 hours now, and for the past week it's been about averaging probably 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. And so I booked this bus, and luckily, Freiburg has a very reliable public transport system, and I know that I can get the tram, and I'm quite new to the city at this point. I know that the tram will take me to the bus stop where I can get on the bus to the airport, and that's about all that I know. And so I go down to the tram station, and I'm sitting around and I'm waiting. And then I look up at the electronic monitor and I realize that the next tram is at 6 a.m. Because even in Freiburg, with a very reliable public transport system, after hours, they don't run trams. And it's at that point that I started to run after hours. In this very suit, because I only had carry-on luggage for the conference, I began to sprint down. And because I didn't know Freiburg very well, but I only knew that the tram went there, I thought I would just follow the tram tracks. So I began to sprint in the middle of the road, following the tram tracks in a suit, which very much, once I hit the city centre, bemused a lot of the long-lasting drunks of the night as they saw me sprinting through, desperation on my face. And I make it to the plane, I make it to the bus, and I make it to the plane, and I get there. And I arrive in Amsterdam, and I sneak onto a train, because at that point I was, again, out of money. I sneak onto a train to The Hague. And as the doors open, I realize I don't have a SIM card for Europe, and I have absolutely no way of contacting the people that I meant to meet. And at that moment, a train pulls into the station opposite me, and the doors open, and out steps the group that I meant to meet. And I'm there with this look of desperation in my eyes and a very sweaty, not-smelling-too-great suit. And I look with desperation, and my teacher just looks at me and said, and looks at me and goes, "Rohan, when did you take up cocaine?" And I said, "I told you I'd prove you wrong."